Wrights, my mother-in-law, Donna Wright.
And my daughter was diagnosed with cervical cancer. She had, gotten regular pap smears, and then in 2011, she had a baby, and then at her 6-week postpartum, they found something suspicious, and they thought it was just a cyst or something, but came back severe dysplasia, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of up high in the cervical canal, and because she had just had a baby, I believe they were able to find it. She wanted to preserve her fertility, so Lauren was pretty spunky and didn't always, she was always kind of exploring other options.
She didn't accept the cancer diagnosis as a limiting factor by any means.
She got a second opinion with a doctor to preserve her fertility. And he was supposed to be, world-renowned, But the problem was, is when the path came back, it came back squamous. Squamous cell.
Which it was not.
Yeah. And typically those are slow growing, and she felt she had time. The doctor confirmed he thought that she could, have the trachelectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And, preserve her fertility. So she went down that route. He said, why don't we try to shrink the tumor, and then we'll do the trachelectomy. But anyway, she went in for surgery, and then it was just raging. So he didn't do any really much surgery. Came out and said, you need radiation, like tomorrow. And so that's when we brought her.
We brought her back to Memphis.
So she came back to Memphis. We got her in West Cancer Center there, and she got great care and started chemo and radiation. She did really well on it. This was in February of 2012, and in July of 2012, she rang the bell. That's the tradition there at the West Cancer. Mm-hmm.
She was cleared.
She was cleared.
We thought she was cancer-free.
Still living in our home and everything, but that's when, she started kind of, making plans for the future.
By Christmas that year.
She was starting to hurt a little bit
2012.
More.
2012. Mm-hmm. Leg pain.
Yeah. And then really she was just, we thought she had hurt her back, being weak. She did yard work and had completely redone the kitchen. So it was just this kind of, we thought maybe she had pulled her back. And then the doctors would say, no, it's just probably nerve damage from the radiation. And we got all of this kind of
false hopes.
Yeah, diverted kind of reasons as to what the pain was. We couldn't get answers. And she had scan after scan. Wasn't for the, because they weren't looking for it. They were looking for it. But she's, the pain down her leg and got worse and worse. And really from about March on, she was really going downhill. We need to back up and say that they found out it was glassy cell.
Oh, yeah. We never said that back in the beginning.
Yeah.
The pathology was wrong in the beginning, and so she lost some time in treatments because of that bad pathology. So it was glassy cell. So we know there's as far as we know, no evidence of HPV. It's this rare aggressive type, and she went into remission, but now these symptoms are coming back, and she's in pain, and she's bleeding, and feeling terrible.
And so the doctor, when he went in, and it was raging, it was like, this is not normal for the type of cancer you have. Mm-hmm. And so they did another path, and it came back as glassy cell carcinoma, which is almost, it's close to small cell. Small cell is the worst, and I believe not very many people, or if any people, survive from that. So radiation and the chemo was holding it back, but it was not really killing it, you know. So when she got, after she got off of her treatment and everything, then it allowed it to kind of come back. And they found it in a lymph node, and then in July they did find it in her hip. It had gone to her bone. And so at that point, you know, Lauren would not give up. She wanted to fight it for all, as much as mm-hmm. she could. So she started treatment again, and a different round of treatment. With this one, she lost her hair, and then we went to MD Anderson twice, and really MD Anderson, the first time they went, they didn't have a lot of hope for her, but they said, well, we're going to try to get you on a trial. And then when we went back, they just, you know, I think it just, but they felt that, you know, there wasn't much they could do. So that was in September of 2013, and she passed away October 26th of 2013. Even her last, you know, 10 days in the hospital, she fought, you know, and they said she probably wouldn't live 48 hours, and she lived 10 days.
Ruptured bowel, and she demanded surgery, and they said, we can't do surgery for you. You're not a surgery candidate, and she knew she wasn't going to make it.
Yeah, I went in, and she said, well, Mom, I'm going to have the surgery, you know, the bowel thing they do, colostomy and all that. And I said, well, if that's what you want to do. And then the doctor came in and had to tell her she was not a surgical candidate, that she was malnourished, too thin, and too sick.
But even then, her attitude was amazing. I'll never forget what she said.
She turned to my husband and she said, Daddy, are you okay?
Oh, I was going to say what she said to me. She said, because of the bowel rupture and they can't do the surgery, she said, isn't that crappy? She was like making a pun.
I guess I really am full of crap.
Really am full of crap, you know. Yeah. And it was just, she just always had that fight on attitude,
but,
no matter what.
Even with that, I mean, she was just a spunky fighter.
Yeah.
You know, and just a real loss.
But we promised her we would do this.
Yeah.
Because Lauren was always, we get upset. Lauren was always concerned about the stigma around cervical cancer and what it meant to tell someone that was the kind of cancer that she had. And so we just want to carry it on, not just for her, but for other women too, that they don't need to be embarrassed about the kind of cancer. Regardless if you got it from HPV or not, it's cervical cancer. Any cervical cancer is cervical cancer, and it affects your, you know, your female anatomy. And we just hope that anything we do in our market or anybody that we reach, that she'd be proud of us. But Lauren wouldn't want us to be upset. She would want us to do what we're doing. She'd be proud of us for the work we're doing.
Yeah. All of our friends and the people that have supported us, I mean, I think we probably are, I don't know, our first event was over 100 people, the very first cervical cancer event that we had, and everybody loved Lauren. Everybody just felt that she was almost like their daughter, and she just had a way of making everybody feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's her legacy.
Yeah.